Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, the legendary 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area, and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. Well, our listeners know what this show is all about. It's all about you, how you could get ahead in today's business world. We interview C-level guests and business leaders from around the world and ask them the questions that are on your mind, how you can get ahead in today's business world. We ask them the questions and listen to their input and strategy and advice that can get you ahead in today's business world. This week is no different. We have an incredible guest, which we'll get to in a moment. First, a couple of notes, some special thank yous. Pesach Tropper, the show's producer, special thank you to him. Meira Bauman, the show's content creator, and the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays an integral role in the success of Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. And a number of people at Strategic Coach, who are very instrumental, Corey Erickson, and many others who really played a great role in making sure that tonight's interview takes place. Let's see some other notes. Special thank you to last week's guest, Jonathan Gassman, the CEO of Gassman Financial Group. He actually gets a special shout out because he got me in touch with tonight's guest, which I'm still keeping as a surprise because it's so special. But you'll hear in a moment. But a special thank you, JG, you've been great. Thank you very, very much. It's also, actually, many people do know who our guest is going to be because they follow me on Twitter. Y Saftless, YSAFTLAS. That's the simplest way to find out who our upcoming guests will be. In case you missed a previous show, it's all available as a podcast on WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. You'll get to hear Matt Britton, the CEO of MRY and author of the book Youth Nation, Captain Sully Sullenberger, Stephen Aldridge, Senior Vice President of Applications at GoDaddy, Jim Malcolm, President of Rico North America, and so many others. It's all available for our listeners by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Well, I'm actually on location live in Toronto at a recording studio, and we have none other than Dan Sullivan, president and founder of The Strategic Coach. Some background about my very distinguished guest. Dan is a visionary with over 35 years of experience as a highly regarded consultant, strategic planner, and coach to entrepreneurs and businessmen. Dan founded The Strategic Coach nearly three decades ago. The Strategic Coach is a worldwide program that caters to entrepreneurs, sole proprietors, businessmen, salespeople, and really anyone who wants to get to the next level and reach ambitious goals. Therefore, stay tuned for this incredible hour on Mind Your Business, where you're guaranteed to walk away with real takeaways from Dan's knowledge. We're going to talk about the 10 times mindset, delegation, fundamental teamwork strategies, and having a creative gratitude. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Dan Sullivan. Dan, how are you?
Thanks a lot. What a pleasure. You know, I have visions sitting here in Toronto that I'm on the top of the Empire State Building. I was a farm boy from Ohio, you know, growing up in the 40s and 50s. Okay. And so my notion of making it to the top is actually broadcasting from the Empire State Building. I can at least visualize that.
Well, actually, we're broadcasting right very close nearby. It's actually atop the Madison Square Garden. We come from the studios located at 2 Penn Plaza, right in Midtown Manhattan. And your vision is spot on in many areas, and we'll get to that in a moment. First of all, we want to thank Dan and the Strategic Coach team for offering our listeners an incredible bundle. Anyone who texts to 66866, and all you have to put in the words, bottom line, because this show is about growing your bottom line. So bottom line, one word, bottom line to 66866. Three lucky winners will win the Dan Sullivan book bundle. Now, he's written many more books than this, but his four most recent books, Wanting What You Want, The Four C's Formula, The 25-Year Framework, and The Ambition Scorecard. It can be yours by texting and entering this giveaway. Text 66866 and the words bottom line. Well, let's get to the interview itself. In preparation for this interview, we filled out an impact filter. Dan, explain, what is an impact filter and when did you come up? Why did you come up with it? Let's talk about the impact filter.
Yeah, well, I've been coaching actually for 41 years. And one of the biggest things that I've seen between success and non-success in the entrepreneurial world on the part of a business owner is actually the ability to let the person on the other side know exactly what you want, why it's so important, in other words, to give the context of it. And the other thing is to lay out a set of what I call success criteria. And success criteria basically answers the question, when this project is finished, these eight things, and we narrow it down to eight things, this has to be true, this has to be true, this has to be true, and this has to be true. And so you start off and you say, this is the purpose of what I want, this is the importance of what I want, this is the ideal outcome that we're looking for here. If we don't move forward on this, this is the worst that can happen. If we do move forward on it, this is the best that can happen. And then at the end, these are the eight success criteria. And when you take a half hour and you actually fill this in, and you are in a delegation situation where a member of your team is sitting across from you, you just give them this sheet of paper, or you can send it electronically. And before you talk about it, they have to read this, and then they have to say, okay, I'm totally clear about this. I'm totally in agreement with this. And in coach, what we say is that the impact filter is the half hour that saves you 30 days. And what I mean by that is when the way that most communication happens in business setting is actually very haphazard. You know, one thing I notice a lot of entrepreneurs, and you see it a lot in your own world, is that entrepreneurs are very visionary, and that's a strong suit. But the weak suit of being a visionary is that you automatically think that when you see something in your mind, other people pick up on it. And they don't. I mean, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs in the program, and these are very successful people. You know, I mean, it's amazing they've gotten as far as they've gotten in life by being such poor communicators. And so what I say to them is that here's the number one skill that you actually demand of people around you, and that is that you expect them to have ESP. You expect them to have, they're psychic and they're not. And so I go to the other extreme that unless I've told people exactly what they want, I have no right to expect that they'll actually do what I want.
You know, the listeners of this show, I know I'm going to get a tremendous amount of feedback as I do after every show, but especially this one, because the segment of the population that listens to this show are business owners,
yes,
entrepreneurs, salespeople, people that want to get ahead and be ambitious. And if you're just tuned in, stay tuned for an incredible hour here. I'm here with Dan Sullivan. We're actually recording live from Toronto. But if you're listening to the first few minutes of this show, you're about to get a taste for real knowledge on strategy, advice and perspective on how to get ahead in today's business world. And like Dan just mentioned, it's so true. Business owners kind of, if you will, see the entire picture before they chart it out. And I completely relate to what you're saying. And they expect the team to just take the item and run with it. You know, we talk about drive-by delegation. We're not going to get into that right now. But the impact filter is such an incredible tool. So what you're saying, Dan, is chart it out and even envision the whole thing in your mind, but chart it out so when you meet with other members, they can get an idea and an understanding of what you have bottled up in your brain.
Yeah. I mean, if someone only learned about the strategic coach, you know, the program that we actually coach for entrepreneurs, and they only learned this one tool, it would actually change their life. I mean, as successful as they are, as I said, they're not good communicators because they just move ahead with projects before they've got complete understanding and complete agreement on the part of everybody that works. And the big difference, and you can see it, you know, in terms of, you know, the guests that you have here, you say, well, the vast majority of entrepreneurs are actually very small. You know, the companies they have are very, very small. You know, they've got an address, they've got a email address, and they've got a secretary, you know, or they've got a small team, and they never get big. And one of the questions I'm often asked, because, you know, the largest company that we have in Strategic Coach has 6,000 employees. You know, I mean, we have them in the thousands, we have them in the 500s. And people say, well, how do you go from being a really, really small company to a company that continually grows into the hundreds and thousands? And, you know, I'm just using, you know, number of team members as a yardstick here. You have to have the, you have to have the revenues and the profits to go along with that. And I said, the biggest difference is that most entrepreneurs really depend only on themselves. Okay, so they're what I would call a rugged individualist. And they kind of see team members as a necessary evil. They kind of see them, they always see their staff as sort of an expense. And so consequently, they're in a kind of an adversarial relationship with their own staff. And part of the adversarial, the negative quality of their communication actually comes from the fact that the communication between the entrepreneur and their, and the, I call them team members. I don't call the people who work with me at Strategic Coach employees. I don't like the word employees. We're a team and they're a team member. And what I say to them is you got to treat them like a team member. And so the whole thing about all communication, it has to happen within a context of what the big picture is, the result. And so my sense is that I never tell people how to actually do something. I just tell them what it looks like when it's done. And I trust their abilities that if I just give them the complete picture, if I give them the entire game plan, and again, with the impact filter, you can do that in a half hour. It's a half hour of thinking, and then I give it to each person, and I said, let's talk about this. Okay, do you understand the purpose? Yes. Do you understand why important this is? Do you understand the ideal outcome we're looking for here? Do you understand what's really bad if we don't follow through on this? Do you understand what's so great if we do? And do you understand how this is going to get measured? And they get a chance to talk, and sometimes we alter the game plan because they have ideas right on the spot. But nobody ever walks out of one of my meetings with my team where they're just not totally clear, totally confident. And then I don't have to manage the process anymore. The process literally becomes self-managing when you use this one tool. And, you know, I know we're offering the book pack.
Yes.
But I'd like to make another offer right here. I'd like to send them a PDF of the impact filter as part of the offer here. So as they go back and listen to this in podcast form, they can actually see this actual process so that we actually put it down. And I think that would be a fantastic...
That's a great gift.
I mean, this hour that we're spending here could actually change their entire entrepreneurial career.
That's beautiful. So perhaps I can put it up on the website. There'll be ABC Biz Radio.
Mm-hmm.
On the website, like this, you could just download it anytime on WABC Biz Radio. We will have a link to the impact filter. You could see what it is. You know, when you look at it the first time, it looks rather simple. But when you have to fill it out, and actually this is going to bring me to my next question, and that is, we talked about how the impact filter gives direction and guidance to the team. But I found also that it keeps my feet, it keeps your feet to the fire, meaning it also, as I'm filling it out, I'm like, will this work? Will it won't? I find myself challenged, even though I know there's other filters that are especially good for that. But even the impact filter, as I'm filling it out, I'm like, maybe that idea won't work, it will, and then I run with it, but it even forces me to have clarity before I give it over.
Yeah, that brings up a really important point, and that is a lot of business owners actually do their thinking in public, okay? And what I mean is they say, they talk about things, you know, in open in front of their team members and say, you know, I'm thinking about doing this, and maybe we should do this, maybe we should do this. And for a lot of entrepreneurs, they're just getting things out so that they can look at them, but that's not the way your team is interpreting it. And they're seeing, oh, these are all things that I have to do. They don't interpret it as just brainstorming. They say, oh, and then they look at the new things that you've talked about and they say to themselves, well, I already have a long list of things that I already have to do. Where do these things go on the list? And it causes enormous amount of stress. First of all, it causes confusion. And then it causes stress. And so just by this habit of talking out loud, and not really being committed to the idea, you're just thinking it through. The team members you have don't interpret it as just thinking it through. You're in a position, you have the freedom as a business owner that you can think about anything you want to think. They don't have the freedom to think about anything that you want to think about, okay? Because they have, you know, they already have responsibilities. You've already given them things that they have to do. All their time, in a certain sense, is already accounted for. And so you have to give them a very clear picture that this newest thing you're talking about, if you're talking about it, tell them why it's more important than some of the other things that they're already doing so that they can make a judgment of their time allocation. I'd like to talk about the reverse use of the impact filter.
Sure.
Okay, and that is that... a lot of entrepreneurs have very, very good delegation systems. They just go in the wrong direction. In other words, they get delegated to by their staff. They get delegated to by their team. Okay, and for a lot of entrepreneurs, that kind of makes sense because their staff go home at 5 o'clock, but the entrepreneur works nights. So why wouldn't you delegate to the guy who works nights or the woman who works nights? The staff go home on weekends, and they relax over the weekends. The entrepreneur works weekends. So on the staff point, why don't we delegate it to the guy who works all weekend? And the other thing is that... one of the big things that I put on, as a high priority for me as a business owner is the biggest thing I want to actually teach my team members is they think for themselves. I don't want them delegating their thinking to me. So what I require, if somebody wants to come and talk to me, I said, I'll be happy to talk to you if a impact filter shows up before you do. So in other words, the requirement is that if you're going to talk to Dan and you pick the date or the time when you're going to talk to him, make sure that I get either in paper form or I get in electronic form the impact filter telling me what it is that you think is so important that it should use up my time. Now, one of two things happens here. The first thing is, in doing the impact filter, they discover that they don't have to come and see me. Amazing. Because what was missing was thinking, and they were hoping I would do the thinking, and I say, well, why don't you do the thinking? So that probably about half the occasions when people would want to talk to me gets eliminated up front, and I never know about it. And the second thing is that when the person comes in, I totally understand before I actually meet them, I understand totally what it is that they have on their minds. And I can already start responding in a creative fashion when they come in. I say, I totally get what you want. Just want to make a few suggestions. So I'm not using up 5 or 10 or 15 minutes at the beginning of a meeting where the person says, well, I've got a problem. You know, I've got a problem here, and what's the problem? Well, they haven't really thought through the problem. All they're telling me about is the problem. They haven't actually made an attempt at a solution. The impact filter guarantees that when they walk in, they're describing the solution. They just want to know that I'll tell them whether they're thinking about this in the right way, and do you have some other perspectives to do it? So I would say just this one thinking process, mm-hmm. just this one form would probably free up right off the bat, if a person used it on a continual basis for 1 year, they get 40% time back for themselves. So this is one thing, just one idea that gives you back 40% of your working time, because the vast majority of every entrepreneur's year really consists of about 40% bad communication, miscommunication. You didn't get it right the first time, got to go back and correct it, undoing confusion, and everything else. I mean, it seems like a very simple thing. You know, don't you have some neat new technology? I'll tell you, the greatest technology that any entrepreneur has is between his or her ears. That's the greatest technology. Amazing. Technology. Amazing. So this one way of thinking just allows you to use that brain of yours and the brains of all your team members in a way that just jumps communication, teamwork, cooperation, follow through tremendously.
Well, before we take a commercial break, just wanted to mention, first of all, the gracious offer that Dan mentioned. The Impact Filter is going to be available for you for free by going to WABC Biz Radio. You could download it. It's as a PDF, wabcbizradio.com, and it's available for you. We also wanted to mention that Dan is graciously giving three separate winners will walk away with his four most recent books, Wanting What You Want, The Four C's Formula, The 25-Year Framework, and The Ambition Scorecard. It could be you by texting 66866, the word bottom line. Again, the word bottom line, one word, to 66866. You text it, and you're automatically entered to win a package. You're tuned to 77 WABC. I'm here with Dan Sullivan live in Toronto. We'll be back in a moment.
Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you could focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your services and programs. It has to deliver just the right message, the right way, to make customers excited about what you offer and interested in working with you. Online, you have to be on the money to make the money. So go with the best. Website with Brains. Their experienced team will plan, write, design, and program a winning website that combines simplicity and flexibility with powerful features that will make you the king of content marketers. And they make it so easy. All of their websites are made with an easy, user-friendly interface. Website with Brains will have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Take control of your online marketing today. Call Website with Brains for a free consultation and see how they can improve your online presence. 1-800-WEB-9018. That's 1-800-WEB-9018. Or visit them online at websitewithbrains.com.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Bill O'Reilly raves, So, What's the Bottom Line? Is an indispensable resource for anyone looking to make a mark in today's world. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at wabcbizradio.com. I am here with Dan Sullivan, the founder of Strategic Coach, an incredible program, worldwide program for entrepreneurs, salespeople, really anyone who wants to get ahead in today's business world, wants to be ambitious, and wants to grow way beyond what they think they could achieve. And I'm actually myself, to be perfectly honest, I've been in the program for 2.5 years, seen some incredible results, hired probably 6 new team members since I joined the program. And actually each one was hired with a lot of perspective and, what's the right word? You know, there was real understanding on what I'm looking for. There was clarity. That's what I'm looking for. There was clarity in who I saw. And my recent hires have been off the charts. Meira, Pesach, Miriam, Srili, you're doing great, but I got to be honest with you, the tools I learned as strategic coach, I put in play, and therefore it kept my focus to land the most amazing team that I landed. Well, Dan, tell me, how did you come up with the vision? I mean, I'm part of strategic coach. There are thousands of entrepreneurs in the program. It's a worldwide program. It's all your vision. It's your imagination. When did this moment hit? How did you invent this?
Well, you know, I can give you I can sum up all the experience in my life before I actually started Strategic Coach. And one thing I should say here is I'm a great believer in great partners. And so I'm incredibly fortunate in terms of having met a woman, Bab Smith, who is also, you know, we're married, but also that I could not have actually created the Strategic Coach if I didn't have this relationship. And it's the perfect relationship. I mean, we've grown. We're, you know, if you take everybody into account who's full time, you know, we're at about 115 team members. We're in 8 different cities and 3 different countries around the world. And the only part that I actually have to do is the creation of the new material and coaching at the cutting edge level, at the, you know, the most ambitious, the most productive, and the most profitable of all the entrepreneurs. But we have 15 other coaches in addition to me, and then all the backstage support. I mean, I always think about it as theater. There's the front stage that the, you know, the clients and customers see. But really what goes into this is the backstage, what happens behind the curtain. And so I'm in charge of what takes place in the spotlight on stage, but Babs is totally controls, totally creates everything that's in the backstage. And so that's something that if there was no Bab Smith, there would be no Strategic Coach.
Wow.
Okay, so I want to say that right off the bat. And the other thing is that what triggered my creation of what I do was an article I read in the New York Times. It was 1973, and the article was about this emerging little technology called a microchip. And I wore this article out. You know, I cut it out, and I must have read it 30 or 40 times in a couple of years. And long story short, the author said that this is the greatest invention in the world, the history of the world. And the reason is because it can be applied to everything that's already been invented, and it will create new inventions that have never existed before. And it's going to have 2 big impacts. The number one impact is going to put unbearable stress on large bureaucratic organizations, and they'll always, from this point forward, be in danger of fragmenting, just because the use of the microchip speeds things up that bureaucracies cannot respond to them in a normal fashion. And the second thing is that it's going to favor entrepreneurism as an approach to the business world. Mm-hmm. And that really, when you you know, Yitzhak, if you look at the history of business, there's really a line that happens when the microchip, there's everything that happened before the microchip and everything that's now going to happen after the microchip. And it puts an enormous emphasis on entrepreneurs freeing themselves up, right, so that they're not in the business, they're able to work on the business. So the
is leverage to
free themselves up from the actual machinery of their business, so their antennae can be out to look at the opportunities and the possibilities in the marketplace, and then just to do those things on a daily basis that they're really great at and delegate everything else.
That's very interesting. When I've been fortunate to interview some incredible stars, and one of them was Captain Sully Sullenberger, the one who famously landed the U.S. Airways flight 1549 in the Hudson, saving the lives of 155 people. And he told me on the air, and then again, people could go to the interview. The podcast is available on WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. Just click on the captain's face and his podcast will pop up. And we were talking about how he saved the lives, and he said, no, it was also Jeffrey Skiles. Jeffrey Skiles was sitting right next to him in that cockpit. Now, people understand that Sully was the primary one who saved the day, but he talked about teamwork and he talked about sharing and gratitude. So I when I've been fortunate to meet great people as yourself, I always find that they're so gracious in their praise and sharing the accolades. It's very touching, very noble to see.
And also true.
It's still very, very noticed and notable and special. Here's another question about founding Strategic Coach. Entrepreneurs frequently get frustrated because they hit a ceiling where they're putting in their maximum amount of time, their capabilities. They may have a high from it. They may be energized. But then there's a moment when it's suddenly hitting to them, hey, there's only, a 60-hour week, an 80-hour week. I mean, my gosh, there's got to be some time to breathe and to sleep. So they hit that ceiling. Strategic Coach really addresses that head on with the concept of rugged individualism. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave the floor open because Dan, this is why I joined the program. Could you elaborate?
Yes, and there's, I think the best way to understand the kind of fix that entrepreneurs get into themselves. And by the way, I use the word entrepreneur, because entrepreneur, the word actually means someone who takes a resource from a lower level of productivity to a higher level of productivity. And it goes back to 1804. It was a French economist by the name of Jean-Baptiste Say. And he said, his whole point is that the entire economy, if you look at almost like where it gets generated right at the center, it's entrepreneurial activity. It's not corporate activity. Corporate activity simply takes advantage of new entrepreneurial activity. Okay, so the starting place for all economic growth on the planet is entrepreneurism. And it's really in the center right now. If you look at who are considered the cultural heroes, especially in the United States, the most entrepreneurial country on the planet, they're not the politicians. They're not the generals.
Right. And look who's leading in the polls in the presidential race.
Yes.
They're entrepreneurs.
They're entrepreneurs. They're entrepreneurs. And the reason is that we now realize it's the creation of new ideas, new products, new services, new systems that is responsible for all economic growth, most importantly, for possibilities for new kinds of employment for the vast majority of people. So I am just passionate. I mean, I have one purpose in life, and that is to free up entrepreneurs in terms of their time, free up in terms of the money that the money they're making is good money. In other words, it's got a positive feel to it. They're not paying a huge price for the money they're making. Their relationships are positive, creative relationships. And also, they have a big purpose in life that's much bigger than just their business. They're having an impact on the world. And I want to free them up for doing that. So if I go back, use yourself as an example, Yitzhak, when you first started your entrepreneurial career, there were two things that were true. One is that you were really stupid.
I will say yes. I will admit that.
And the other,
it was in 1992, but...
And the other thing is, you didn't really know who your customer or client was.
Not really.
No,
it wasn't clear.
There's a famous thing that you did the mirror test. In other words, you put a mirror under someone's nostril, and if it fogged up, they were a prospect, you know. And and we all start off that way. I mean, and everybody starts off stupid. I mean, you can have gone to university and gone through training, and but until you actually hit the marketplace in a situation where if you don't make a kill, you don't eat, you know. I mean, that's basically it. And, you know, there's only about 5% of the general population that actually have the confidence and courage to actually go into the marketplace as an entrepreneur, where they're not guaranteed security. They're not guaranteed income. And it's strictly their own wits. It's strictly their own, ambition that gets them by. But if you can imagine yourself back then, you quickly filled up all of your time simply because you had to get cash flow in, okay? And if you were going to grow at all, you not only had to get cash flow, you had to get a bit of a surplus so you could actually start staffing up. Technology
right.
plays a huge
New
part.
Computers and-
But what happens very quickly is not only a normal work week filled up, you start extending the work week by another 50%. It's not only the day that gets filled up, it's the evening. It's not only the weekdays that get filled up, it's the weekends. And, you know, and that's just necessary. And if you have a family, you say, look, I have to do this now, so just bear with it. You know, we're going to get to a point where... You know, where this isn't necessary. And, you know, if you got a good team, they're for that. But, you know, it gets to be 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Two things happen. One is they don't understand anymore why you have to continue this when things are good. But the second thing has happened is that this has become hardwired in your brain. That a 60-hour work week
is the norm.
Is not an abnormal work week.
Right. Working
nights is not abnormal. Going on vacation and spending your vacation connected back to thing, this is normal, and it's just abnormal, and it was strictly because you were stupid and inexperienced.
Yeah.
The only reason why you have that work week is because of an early deficiency that you had, you know, that you just didn't have what it took to actually understand the business cycle, didn't understand how to close a client, you didn't understand how to manage cash flow, you didn't understand how to hire, you didn't understand how to train, all those things. And again, you may have gone to Harvard Business School, but that wouldn't actually equip you for actually being in the actual marketplace. And so that's the problem. It's this hardwiring. I considered it wrong hardwiring at the beginning. And they're successful. You know, I don't meet anyone who, by the standards of the world, certainly by the standards of the American economy, who isn't in the top 10% of income earners. You know, and actually, you know, the people, they're in the top 1%. And in the world, they're like in the top 20% of 1% in the world. These are incredibly successful people, but they've paid a huge price for it.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I shared with friends, the way I put it is, thank God I didn't know what I was doing. Thank God I didn't know what I was doing, but I jumped in.
Ignorance and confidence.
Yeah. I want to jump to the, before we take a commercial break, another concept here, the 10 times, the power of 10 times. Now, I encourage people to go to YouTube. There is a fantastic, I think it's a 3.5-minute clip by Dan Sullivan called The Power of 10. It's such an incredible concept and something, again, that's so fascinating. And many entrepreneurs might find, like, when you first watch it, you might say, it's impossible. Watch it again. Watch it a third time, and it will sink in. By the fifth time, for sure, you'll say, you know what? He's onto something. Dan, can you explain the power of 10?
Yeah. Here's the thing. Life is entirely about mindset. Okay? So, and I have a a phrase. It's actually a statement that says that our eyes only see and our brain only hears what our eyes only see and our ears only hear what our brain is looking for. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so just going back to the situation that I described, you know, someone can't get done what they need to get done in 60 hours. Mm-hmm. Total pressure, putting pressure on their own personal life, putting pressure on their relationships. The reason is because they're looking at a very, very small gain in the marketplace. They're saying, you know, I want to grow 10%. I want to grow 20%. And I said, well, you know, the proper thing to be thinking about is that whatever you did during the last 12 months, multiply it by 10. And let's say you did $1 million last year. You know, I'm not picking any particular business. What I'm going to say is, here's the proper framework for you to think about next year. That is, multiply last year by 10 times, which now is $10 million, okay, and say, not next year I'm going to do this, but there's going to be a year in the future where I do $10 million, okay? What happens, the moment your brain gets that message, it starts reorganizing every thought that you have in your brain about being an entrepreneur, and the first thought that comes to you, well, you know, I can only do certain things if we're going to get to 10 times, and I'm going to have a lot of people around me who are doing everything else. And another thing that it happens, it says, you know, I can't be working 60 hours a week and get to 10 times. As a matter of fact, I have to cut back enormously because what's important for me now is to really be fresh and rejuvenated all the time. And right off the bat, one of the things I have to do is I have to get my work hours back between 30 and 40 hours a week. And during those 30 or 40 hours a week, I should be doing impact filters to tell everybody around me exactly what I want. And then with a half hour on my part, I get 100 hours or 200 hours or 300 hours out of them. And so I've got to put myself into a multiplier role. Doing it the way I can do it, I can get to 10% next year. You know, painful.
Right.
You know.
Maybe adding another 5 hours on top of the 60.
No end in sight.
Yeah.
You know, every day looks the same.
Yeah.
You know, every day looks the same.
Rugged.
But I go 10 times and all of a sudden saying, you know, I'm not even talking to the right kind of customers. I'm not even talking to the right kind of clients. We're not even communicating correctly. And all of a sudden, this 10 times thing becomes like a teacher in the future. It's almost like, Yitzhak, you're right here at $1 million or mm-hmm. whatever the price is, and you go 10 times. Now there's a 10 times Yitzhak in the future, and that Yitzhak cannot make decisions for you, cannot actually do any work for you, but it can ask you questions. Why are you doing this? Why are you spending your time with this? And it becomes like you're cloning yourself as a 10 times more successful, more productive, more profitable person in the future. And the more you think about that 10 times, the more that becomes your guide. So everybody's looking for guides in the world. You know, who's the guru? Well, I'll tell you how you create your guru. Just take your last year's income and multiply by 10, and you just created you as the guru in the future. It's going to be your 10 times teacher. And you'll all of a sudden you'll start noticing, well, who's doing 10 times better than me, okay, than I am? Who's doing 10 times? And all of a sudden, you know, I'm hanging out with the wrong kind of people. I should be hanging out with people who are 10 times better than I am. And so I just want to tell you that just this one thought, last year's income times 10, not necessarily in the next year, but not necessarily 20 years down the road either. Okay. And I find generally when people really buy into this, the time frame that they get to 10 times is between 3 and 5 years. And meanwhile, people that they've grown with in the marketplace, other entrepreneurs, they hang out with, and what they notice, first of all, that these individuals do not have this type of ambition. Okay. And if you go 5 years down the road, you're doing 10 times greater, and they're doing, you know, maybe they've doubled in 5 years. Okay, so the big thing is it tells you who to pay attention to in the world. The other thing is, along with teamwork, you know, you have to have teamwork, is technology. We live in the most amazing age on the planet in terms of multipliers outside of ourselves. I mean, think about what we're doing right here.
Right.
I mean, this goes out around the planet.
That's right.
Not just in the first, you know, the first actual episode that
right.
we're doing here, but this gets perpetuated
the
on the internet
correct.
And everything
that's
like correct. That. You know, when I first got into the business world, you couldn't multiply like this. Big corporations could, right. but not an individual entrepreneur. You have to have your mind in the right place to know the right technology to use.
That voice is the voice of Dan Sullivan, president and founder of The Strategic Coach. For anyone interested in finding out more about Strategic Coach, it's very simple, strategiccoach.com, strategiccoach.com. Also, there's an incredible offer. Dan is giving away, this is a tremendous gift, three separate bundles of his four most recent books. These are incredible books that you'll gain so much from. All you have to do is send a text to 66866 and the words bottom line as one word. Bottom line, one word, 66866, and you'll automatically be entered into to get this bundle. Well, you're tuned to 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you could focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your services and programs. It has to deliver just the right message, the right way, to make customers excited about what you offer and interested in working with you. Online, you have to be on the money to make the money. So go with the best, Website with Brains. Their experienced team will plan, write, design, and program a winning website that combines simplicity and flexibility with powerful features that will make you the king of content marketers. And they make it so easy. All of their websites are made with an easy, user-friendly interface. Website with Brains will have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Take control of your online marketing today. Call Website with Brains for a free consultation and see how they can improve your online presence. 1-800-WEB-9018. That's 1-800-WEB-9018. Or visit them online at websitewithbrains.com.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. I am here with Dan Sullivan, the founder and president of The Strategic Coach, one of the foremost brains in the world today. For someone that understands the mindset of an entrepreneur, of a business owner, and how to kind of get into their brain in order so that they could think about how to get ahead and be far more ambitious and productive than they actually are at the present time. I want to remind our listeners there is an incredible bundle of books that Dan was gracious enough to give the listeners of Mind Your Business. It's his four most recent titles. All you have to do is send a text to 66866 and the words bottom line. The words bottom line, 66866. If you're listening to this by podcast, you can do this as well. We're going to keep up this offer because we have three giveaways. We're going to keep up this offer for some period of time. Try it, 66866, one word, bottom line, and you'll automatically be entered into this giveaway of winning four books, his four most recent books from Dan Sullivan. Well, Dan, we only have a few minutes left for this incredible program. Wow, so many ideas, so many topics, so much discussion that I could really that the listeners of Mind Your Business are so fortunate to hear from you. But you know what? We're going to go to the concept of free days, focus days, buffer days. I talk about it in my new book that just came out, that actually being in the strategic coach got me into the groove and gave me the vision, the impact filters, etc., in order to do this book. And my very last chapter is Focus Day, Here to Stay, and I talk about it. But with the opportunity to talk directly with Dan Sullivan, we're going to ask you, what is this concept and how important are free days, focus days, and buffer days?
One of the things, Yitzhak, I spend a good amount of time in the entertainment world in the 60s, theater mainly. And one of the things I notice is that people, if I just take actors as an example, actors, entertainers, let's use the word entertainers, and I would include athletes, live a totally different world and work according to a totally different structure than most people who work. And what I mean by this is that they actually have three different kinds of days. One day is performance day. So I would consider a day in which they have a game or a show or anything else. That's a performance day. And that's the money day. You know, that's the front stage day. That's what pulls in the money. They have another day, which is actually called, time off day. So between performances or after a show is over or after a season is over, they get to have a lot of free time. Okay, and way more free time than average people, you know, and I'm talking about when you add it all up together, they probably get 3 or 4 months off out of every 12 months.
A baseball player, a football player, sure.
Yeah, and then, but the big thing that makes all this possible is rehearsal and practice day. Okay, and if you think about it, the entertainment world, why we're willing to pay such high prices for tickets. You know, and I go to Broadway quite frequently during the year, and I go to sports games, and you're paying sometimes hundreds of dollars to watch somebody work. You know, and I say, why would I be willing to, you know, I was just thinking about Hamilton on Broadway right now, you know, and we went through a scalper, you know, and it was like $700 a ticket for, you know, I mean, great seats, but $700. And I say, why am I paying $700 to sit here and watch somebody work? And I said, the reason is because they rehearsed. And that is, they didn't waste my time with Right. Raw motion. They didn't waste my time with raw activity. They just gave me the activity that really delighted me. And that principle now rules the entire economy. And that is, it doesn't matter how much you work. It only matters what happens when you do work. Okay, so first principle, I call it spotlight time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I did, you know, from taking this entertainment business as I got into the entrepreneurial world, I said, you know, entrepreneurs are trying to act like they work in a corporation. This is bizarre, you know, like you show up at a particular time, you work till a particular time, and, you know, if you really want to get ahead, work more than you're supposed to be there, and work weekends, and, you know, and you get 2 weeks off a year. And
if that.
And I said, this is stupid. I said, you've already taken responsibility for your life by not asking someone else to pay you, you know. you've already taken a big risk, and you've already declared yourself outside of the bounds. So what we came up with, Yitzhak, and this is probably worth a whole show later on, but what I would say is there are three ways of thinking about it, and each of these is a 24-hour day from midnight to midnight. One day is called a focus day, and you organize and pack that day full with all your money-making activities. So instead of spreading them out over 4 or 5 days, take all that 4 or 5 days of money-making activity and put it in one day. Then have at least one day a week or 2 days a week, and I have clients who have 4 days a week when they're completely free. Okay, and they're completely free because they build a great team around them. They organize it all with impact filters, and they're able to walk away, not think about the business, not use their cell phone, not check emails for, well, let's say 24 hours. And then they come back and they notice they're refreshed. Okay, so they're always refreshing themselves. Work is not wearing them out. And the third day is a buffer day, which are the practice and rehearsal days. So I just want to give your listeners a taste of this, because I can tell you we could go an hour with the implications of this one.
And I'm going to take up that offer, Dan. Can I interview you again in the future?
Yes, you can.
Wow. As we approach the close, what an incredible show we just had. If you're just tuning in, oh my gosh, you missed it. Well, by Tuesday, the podcast should be up. You'll be able to avail yourself of Dan Sullivan's incredible knowledge. Dan Sullivan, the founder and president of Strategic Coach, was gracious enough to give us of his time. This is an incredible show here. We shared with you on Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless on 77 WABC. The show will be up by Tuesday by going to wabcbizradio.com, wabcbizradio.com. One more last shout-out about the free book bundle. Text 66866, the words bottom line. Bottom line, 66866, and you're automatically entered into a drawing to win Dan's 4 most recent books. Well, as we approach the close, you're tuned. You have just heard an incredible episode on Mind Your Business with Dan Sullivan, the founder and president of Strategic Coach. Stay tuned for Red Eye and tune in again next Sunday night for another edition of Mind Your Business on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saftless. Every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.